Welcome to the Wealthy Coach podcast, where I teach you how to become wealthy AF in your business, your mindset, your coaching, and your life. I'm your host, Kendra Perry. I am a former functional health coach turned online business mentor for health coaches, practitioners, and professionals. I'm here to help you grow the online business of your dreams by teaching you the strategy, the tech, and by helping you cultivate the mindset you need to be a badass health entrepreneur. I'm blunt, I'm to the point, and I'll probably drop an F-bomb or two, so fasten your seatbelts and get ready to become wealthy AF. What is up, my wealthy AF coaches? Welcome back to the podcast. I'm excited to be here. I'm feeling good. It's cold as fuck where I am right now. We are having our sort of, you know, annual cold snap. And I have to say, I'm just not acclimatized to minus 15. That is Celsius, not Fahrenheit. I have no idea what that is in Fahrenheit, but I grew up in Ontario, and then I lived for about 6 years in Calgary, which they get pretty cold. They can get down to minus 40. It's pretty gross. It's pretty hard. But now I live in Nelson, and honestly, it doesn't get that cold here. It sort of hovers around freezing. Might get a few degrees below zero where I live because I live up on a mountain, but generally a pretty mild place for winters. And I've turned into a total baby. Like, to be honest, like, I'm not used to this weather and I like don't even want to go outside right now. But I do have to say it is clear, it is beautiful, and I love seeing the sun. And now that it's February, it's really nice to see the days getting longer. You know, it's staying light out till 5:30, and it's really in February where we start to notice this. So I have survived the dark months. Typically, our dark months are November, December, January. And honestly, I don't mind them that much because usually I'm skiing and I'm still outdoors a lot and I have a very flexible schedule. So I just work when it's dark, outside when it's light. But yeah, I can really feel the light coming. And I know that spring is coming soon, which, you know, is bittersweet because I love skiing, but I also love biking and camping and all those things. But anyways, okay, so before we dive into today's episode, I'm going to talk about something that I am totally obsessed with, something I'm totally geeking out on, and that, my friend, is breath work. So in one of my more recent episodes, I can't remember the episode number, but when I was talking about why you aren't getting clients, I told you about how obsessed I am with my Oura ring. And I'm still obsessed with my Oura ring, but what I'm really obsessed with now, because of my Oura ring, sort of directly tied, is breath work. So you guys may have heard me talk about breath work before. It's something that I got into last March. I started doing Marcel Hoff's course. Marcel Hoff is the brother of Wim Hof, so interesting family. But what I noticed immediately was just that it gave me a real boost in my energy. And I also noticed that it improved my endurance slightly, which is a big deal for me because still after all these years, even though I've healed largely from the sickness that I had, my endurance is still not great, especially for endurance sports. I'm really good at quick stuff, stuff when I get a lot of rest, you know, like a CrossFit workout I can do really well at, but anything like long-term endurance, like ski touring or cross-country skiing or running, I'm just terrible at. But I did notice a boost in it. So I got pretty interested there. Plus, after you're done the breath work and you're just resting, you kind of feel a bit high. And I like to get high. So I was kind of into that. But I do like to get high, I have to say. And especially when I'm getting high on myself. Pretty decent. But anyways, so I got into that and I've been doing it since, kind of on and off. And lately I've been so into it. And something that I have found that it is so powerful for is increasing heart rate variability. So this is something that I track with my Oura ring. And heart rate variability is basically, if you're not familiar, it's the kind of vibrations that happens in between heartbeats. So we don't actually want our heart to sound like a metronome. And when it does, that's a bad sign. It means that your heart is stressed out, that your body is stressed out, that your nervous system is stressed out. So we actually want a lot of variability. And something that has highly contributed to me having better heart rate variability is breath work. It's crazy. If I do breath work today, when I wake up tomorrow morning, my heart rate variability will be good. It has been super consistent. And I'm someone who struggles a bit with heart rate variability. My body's going through a pretty large detox cycle right now. And so it is just so cool to see that connection that I'm literally now doing breathwork twice a day. And something that is also very exciting, I am so obsessed with breathwork that I signed up for a 7-month breathwork facilitator training so I can be a facilitator, which is kind of random. Don't exactly know what I'll do with it, but I know that it's going to be so powerful for me personally. So it's more of a personal thing. But something I've been thinking about, and definitely let me know your thoughts on this. Send me a message on Instagram at Kendra Perry Inc. And let me know what you'd think about this. But I'm actually thinking of incorporating it into Health Coach Accelerator, my signature coaching program for new coaches who want to generate 5K a month consistently, every month, and bringing it into there. Because truly, the reason why you typically aren't moving forward in your business doesn't have a whole lot to do with strategy, with tools, with marketing. It mostly has to do with mindset and all the things that are holding us back, our limiting beliefs, our childhood wounds, all these things. And breathwork is really, in my opinion, at least from my experience, one of the most powerful ways to move through some of those limiting beliefs, those negative self-talk and patterns. And I could bring it into Health Coach Accelerator and maybe have something like a weekly optional breathwork session where we just let some shit go. Because I've really seen a lot of transformation both personally and also in my business by implementing breathwork. So it's something that I'm thinking kind of like a breathwork for business thing, but let me know your thoughts on that. Would that be something you would be interested in? Kind of combining this whole health and business thing. Okay. So that is what I'm totally obsessed with today. And for the past month or so, I'm super excited about it. And I will link to the facilitator program that I'm taking. It's called Pause Breathwork. I will link to that in the show notes, which you can get at kendraperry.net/episode56. So kendraperry.net/episode56 if you want the show notes and all the resources that I mentioned. I'll also link to Oura Ring. And yeah. I'll also link to the Marcel Hoff training as well. Okay, so let's talk about why the fuck you shouldn't launch an online course, right? That's what we're here to talk about. And that might seem counterintuitive. It might break your heart a little bit because you're like, Kendra, all these online gurus have been telling me that I should be launching an online course. I can scale my business. Courses. Isn't the course industry this like multi-trillion-dollar, million-dollar industry, whatever? I mean, yeah, totally. And I'm not saying that you should never launch an online course. I'm not saying that you can't have one in the future, but I'm saying most likely where you are right now in your business, it might not be the right time. And you should launch an online course very strategically and very intentionally. And today I'm going to talk about the process that you should actually move through in order for you to get the most success with an online course. So here is the problem with online courses. Most people don't realize, and I didn't realize this either, that online courses are a massive time commitment to put together. There is so much and more than you could ever imagine that goes into building an online course. You have to build it. You have to create it. You have to launch it. You have to execute it. It's a lot. And it takes a really long time to develop, to record, to upload it into a platform. Like literally, I've spent 6 months or more building a course. It's massive. Plus, they have a really high chance of failure. It's true. Why is this? Okay, well, info products and online courses, like this, it's a very oversaturated space. There is a ton of info products out there, okay? And you have a lot of competition when you launch an online course. And the way that most coaches are launching online courses, in my opinion, is the wrong way to do it. And it's leading to them spending 6 months plus making a course that ultimately does not sell. And it ends up being this huge waste of time and just honestly a lot of heartbreak. And I know this because I've done this. I've done this with a course before. And yeah, it was a total disaster. And I thought I was going to die. But I'm here. I didn't die. But what's the most important thing to consider when launching an online course is you want to know the answer to this question. Do I need money fast? Do I need money fast? Because if you need money fast, then an online course is the wrong choice for you, 1000%. Okay. Online courses take a really long time to not only build, but also to optimize and to improve and make better and make them desirable to the people in your industry. And so I know, possibly for you, but definitely to a lot of listeners of this podcast, money is an issue, right? We're here to help you stop being broke as fuck, right? So you're broke, right? So that makes an online course problematic as a strategy, right? And here is why. So this is why courses can be very problematic. You do need a bigger audience, right? Especially when you're newer, you can't charge a high price point for an online course. You can eventually, if you establish yourself as one of the go-to experts in your space, sure, you can eventually charge a really high price point for a course. I have spent $3,000 for a course before, but you cannot charge that, right? You're going to have to charge lower, right? $297, maybe $497, maybe even $197, depending on the course. And in order for you to make money at something that is $197, $297, $497, I mean, you're going to need a larger audience. And something that a lot of people don't realize is it does take just as much effort, work to sell something that's $497 versus $4,997. Same amount of time and effort. Just because it's a lower ticket price point doesn't mean that you need less time to do it. And in fact, sometimes you need more, way harder to express the value of an online course versus a really valuable high-touch one-on-one program, okay? Plus, you cannot just create an online course and turn it evergreen. And if you don't know what evergreen means, it just means that it's always available and the marketing is automated. So that might look like seeing a Facebook ad on Instagram or something like that, and then going to an automated webinar, so to a pre-recorded webinar where you get sold something and then people buy automatically. Really hard to set one of those things up. You need a lot of traffic. You need a lot of money for ads to make that work. And you still need to live launch something multiple times before you can even consider it. This is a big mistake that people make, is they go directly to evergreen and then they wonder why it doesn't work, right? It's because you have to prove it live before you can even consider turning something to evergreen. Okay. The other thing is a lot of people want to pre-record a bunch of videos, package it up into an info product. So something that is not taught live. But this is also problematic because in any kind of DIY experience, you will lack engagement. And you actually will lack any way to know how the content is actually sitting with and affecting the students. And that's a big mistake, because we want to know that. That's the only way for you to improve a course and make it the best in the industry, is to actually get student engagement and get their feedback and use their feedback to make it better, right? And the truth is, a DIY course is not an experience, and people are looking for an experience these days. Sure, sometimes people do just want a DIY course, but what really sells is an experience. And it's way easier to get people results from an experience, to get testimonials, and to get people just so fired up about your program, your course, that they are literally shouting it from the rooftops. Rarely does that happen with a DIY course, unless you have fine-tuned your content over running the course live through multiple iterations.
I want to take a quick break from this episode to ask you a question. Is working with one-to-one clients crushing your soul and making you feel burnt out as fuck? I totally hear you. When I was a health coach, my entire business model was built around working with private clients, and when I looked at my schedule and saw that whole wall of appointments, I felt completely overwhelmed and then totally exhausted at the end of the day. Maybe you can relate. Listen up, you do not need to trade your time for money. You can help more people while working less hours, plus increase your income along the way. Enter group programs. When I launched my first group coaching program, my schedule got less intense and I was able to scale my business faster than I ever thought possible. If you want to start a group program, but you have no idea where to start, or you're lacking the confidence to take action, I put my entire strategy to launching a successful group program into an easy to follow checklist, so you can see exactly how I was able to launch one with success. You can download my Launch Your Profitable Group Checklist at bit.ly/group-program. That's bit.ly/group-program. And I will also link to that in the show notes.
So Can you still have a course? Yes, but it's not where you should start. And I stand behind that. And I know a lot of people are going to disagree with me. I know there's people online who would 100% disagree with me, but I've seen so many people have this experience. And I actually think there is a logical and profitable order of things, of steps to follow before getting to an online course, okay? The only difference to this is if you are not concerned about money and you have a lot of it saved up. So maybe you have a ton of money, you have enough money to last yourself the next couple years, because I honestly think it will take at least a year for most people to start making big bucks with an online course, but probably more, okay? Especially if you don't have any one-on-one experience, it'll take you longer. But if you're sitting on a big wad of cash and you have that time and you're just like not into one-on-one coaching, but you have time to optimize over years, then yes, go for it. By all means, go for it. But I know that's probably not where you are, okay? So let's talk about this logical slash profitable sequence that you can move through in order to eventually have a highly successful course, okay? So I always recommend that people start with one-on-one coaching, even if they don't need money fast. But of course, if they do need money fast, which is the case for most new coaches, it's actually the easiest to scale to a certain point. It's not unlimited. You can't scale it beyond the moon, but you can scale one-on-one coaching to a certain point. And in the beginning, it's going to be the fastest way for you to get experience and actually learn about the type of content that you would eventually want inside an online course. Okay. So there is so much valuable information that you can gain from working with one-on-one clients. Not only do you get experience, but they're going to ask you a ton of questions and you're going to actually be able to test what content you would eventually want to be inside your course on a one-on-one client, which is fantastic because you're getting that immediate engagement and that immediate feedback, right? So you work with one-on-one clients, you learn like, hey, well, that didn't really sit well, or wow, that really overwhelmed them, which is a big thing, because if you make a course that just overwhelms people, it will not get people the result and they will not give you a testimonial or recommend it to their friends or family, right? We want that. We want people to get results from our programs, whether it's an online course or a one-on-one program. And in a one-on-one, you can quickly learn what actually gets people a result and what overwhelms people and what is a good amount of information for people to actually take in and execute, okay? So I always recommend that people start with one-on-one coaching, even if it's not the business model that you ultimately want. So even if you eventually are like, I just want a purely online course model, I want to just do group programs, that's cool. Start with one-on-one coaching. Think of it as an investment into your future success, okay? So once you've had a few clients, I think the ideal number is, the magic number is 10, but it could be less than this. Because as you move through this process, I actually want you to continue to take one-on-one clients because that's going to pay the bills. And that's going to keep you out of that money stress ditch that you do not want to be in, okay? 10 clients I feel like is really great, but even if you've just had maybe 3 to 5, that's okay. You can still start to move through this process. I just want you to continue to take one-on-one clients, okay? So now you've had a few clients, maybe the money stress is down a little bit, you're gaining a little bit more confidence, you've built your audience to a certain amount, maybe you have a couple hundred people on your email list, which is great. Next, it's actually time to launch a group program and not a course, okay? Why do we do this? Well, we're going to launch a live group program, okay? So when you run something live, live trainings, live coaching calls, live Facebook group, you are naturally just going to get a ton more of engagement, right? Because there's energy that goes along when everyone is doing something together, right? People are engaged. They know there's an end date. It's happening in real time. So you are naturally going to get more engagement. And my friend, that engagement is a big fucking brick of gold. Big fucking brick of gold, okay? Because that's going to give you the feedback. You're going to quickly learn like, wow, everyone really got confused on that topic, okay? Or wow, everyone loved that topic. They love this exercise. That's great. Or, you know, this exercise just didn't really land with people. Or wow, that was way too much homework to give people. They just couldn't get it done in the week or in the 2 weeks that we had, okay? So that feedback is incredibly important, okay? And when you run a group program like this live through multiple iterations, you are just going to keep getting more and more feedback. And you can literally utilize this feedback to improve the program each time. Now, this is really problematic with an online course because if you've already gone in and pre-recorded all your modules and now you're getting feedback that the content's not sitting well with the students, it's not working, it's overwhelming, they want more, whatever it is, like it is a lot of fucking work to go back and redo that. It's a lot of work. And if you end up having to revamp your entire course, oh my God, that is just going to make you want to die, literally, because it's going to be so much work. But when you're teaching it live each time, all you really need to do is go in and edit the content that you teach, right? Which is great. And so remember, with an online course, and if everything is pre-recorded, it is going to be more do-it-yourself, more DIY. And if there isn't a support component, how are you going to know that you're getting people the result? You need to be really fucking confident about your content and that it's going to get people a result without all the support that they get in a live program. Okay. So we know if you're going to do well with an info product, a DIY course, that content has to be so dialed. You have to be 100% confident that you're not giving them too much work, that you're not overwhelming them, that you're not underwhelming them, that it's going to get them the result. And you cannot know that if you just launch a DIY course to start. You just can't, unless it's something super minor and super specific. I'm trying to think of what, but you know, it's a course that teaches them how to make broth or something like that. You're like, I know this is going to work, but you can't charge much for, you know, you're going to charge like $47 for that, right? So we want to actually start by running a group program live through multiple iterations. How many iterations? I would say at least 3, but probably more. Maybe 5, maybe even 10. It really depends, but you'll know when you are starting to see consistent results with the people who go through the program, when you're having to do less updates because the feedback is telling you that it is freaking on point and you feel very confident with the content and that it could get someone a result even without the support. Okay. So this is truly the process for ultimate success, okay? Because the truth is, once you have proved your content through live offerings, this is when you can think of pre-recording the trainings and bundling it into an online course that can be totally do-it-yourself, right? Or you can sell your pre-recorded online course with live trainings, which is sort of like a hybrid group program course, right? So like the modules, the teachings are pre-recorded, but you have a live coaching component, right? This is actually how I run my program HTMA Expert, which is my training for practitioners in hair tissue mineral analysis. I will link to that in the show notes if you're interested in looking into that. But basically, that is how I do it. All the trainings are pre-recorded, and then everyone who comes into the program gets 90 days access to the Facebook group, and they get a bi-weekly coaching call where we ask and we answer their questions. But just so you know, I ran this live multiple times before I pre-recorded it. Okay. Now it's evergreen, but I ran it live like 5 times before I did this. Okay. And the reason why I never DIY'd HTMA Expert is because the truth is I know people are always going to have questions. They're always going to need support. And people feeling support in my programs is actually way more important to me than having passive income. Okay. Okay. And so this is very cool because you can even continue to offer your group program and make it your established mid-ticket offer, right? And then you have your one-on-one is your higher touch, higher ticket offer. And then the course is your low ticket offer, right? It's the DIY cheaper option for people who need an economy offer, right? So literally you can use this process to make a killer group program and then just repurpose that into an online course and then have your multiple 3 offers. So you have, you know, the low ticket offer for people who maybe can't afford group coaching. You have group coaching, which is mid ticket. This is the main thing that you sell. This is the thing that you are getting everybody into. And then for the diehards, or, you know, for the odd person that you want to bring in through application, you bring them into your higher touch one-on-one. Or you don't have to do that at all. You can literally just have group program or an online course, and maybe that's the only thing you have. But this is the process that I highly recommend people go through. Okay. And this whole process is actually what I call the profitable groups system. So this is my system that teaches coaches how to quickly launch their group program in a way that doesn't require them to spend 6 to 8 months slaving over the building of a group program, okay? So inside profitable groups, we basically go through this whole process of creating and launching your group program live so you can quickly get your program to market and making you money and start the process of building the top program in your industry. So I am running this program in April, so at the end of April, to a very small group of very committed and approved coaches. I'm only taking 10. This is an application-only program because the truth is not everyone is ready to launch a group program. And I want to make sure, it's really important to me that you have the basics in place before I bring you into profitable groups, because I'm not going to bring you in unless I do believe you can be successful. But if you are not a fit for profitable groups, then you're probably going to be a fit for Health Coach Accelerator, which is also launching in April. We're starting at the beginning of April. So if you really want to have an online course eventually, and you or you want a group program, then I highly recommend applying for profitable groups. I go through all of these personally, and I will tell you whether you are a good fit. And if you're not, I'm going to recommend Health Coach Accelerator. This is going to be a very intensive program. It's going to run over 10 weeks, but we are literally going to launch your group program in the program. So we are going to do it in week 5, and we are going to launch the program together all at once. I'm going to walk you through the entire pre-launch, getting everything set up, the emails, the social media. I'm going to have templates for everything. Like, we're literally going to get you 100% set up. And this is amazing because launching is really intense. It's a lot, and it can be really confusing and really frustrating to do on your own, but you're literally going to have 9 other friends and an awesome mentor, and we're all going to do it together. And I'm going to walk you through this entire process. It's going to be fucking amazing. I am so excited for this. So enrollment for this is ongoing. We've already enrolled 3. So I have 7 spots left. And once they're gone, they're gone. So if you are interested in joining profitable groups, being a part of this program, I highly encourage you to apply. I'm going to link the application for profitable groups in the show notes. So you can get that at kendraperry.net/episode56. Also, you can just pull that up inside your podcast app. I highly recommend that you apply. Even if you're not a good fit, then we will probably recommend Health Coach Accelerator for you. All right. I really do hope you found this episode valuable. If you want to connect with me further, one of the best places to connect with me is on my Instagram at Kendra Perry Inc. Please do send me a direct message and let me know what you thought about this episode. I will respond personally. I do respond to all my direct messages. If you want to connect with me inside my email community, I send out a super high value, actionable, and I like to think very entertaining. You know, I like to make you laugh. Every single Tuesday, my email list literally gets the juiciest tips. That goes out every Tuesday. So if you want to join my email community, that's kendraperry.net/biz-tips. That's kendraperry.net/biz.tips. You can also find me on Pinterest at Kendra Perry Inc. If you are a Pinterester, you can follow me there. And I have a YouTube channel where I drop real awesome, valuable content to help you grow your health business every single Thursday. If you just search Kendra Perry on YouTube, you will find my channel. Awesome. Hope you love this episode. Make sure to apply for profitable groups if you do want an amazing course one day or an amazing group program. And definitely shoot me a direct message on Instagram and let me know what you think. All the links will be in the show notes, and I will talk to you in the next episode, where I help you become wealthy as fuck. Thank you so, so much for tuning in. And I'm wondering, do you want to help me with my mission to end health coach poverty? Because if you do, I need all the help I can get. And all I need is 2 minutes of your time. If you could leave me a 5-star review on iTunes, that would help so much. These reviews help get my podcast in front of more people, which means that I can reach more health coaches and complete my mission. Thank you so much for your help, and I can't wait to talk to you in the next episode.